In the back pages of just about any gardening magazine, you'll find ads for products to repel deer from your backyard. People who are attracted to the beauty of wooded lots on the edge of town plant ornamental shrubs and flowers only to find deer munching on them. Joel Polrath is an urban wildlife biologist with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources.
Deer have become very, very adaptable to living in urban environments. They'll eat shrubs, tulips. They're getting very used to people. They're adapting to the habitat that they have there, little wood patches instead of back in history where they needed, you know, larger wood patches, large cornfields to forage in. Now they're very comfortable in those urban settings.
And deer are thriving on landscaped yards. Polrath says there are few predators in suburbia, so deer populations are increasing.
You've got an urban area where there is no hunting. Pretty much the only predator to deer is cars.
Residents in towns and villages that have sprung up as bedroom communities expect the local officials to deal with the deer. Joseph Diemert is the law director for Bentleyville, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland. Diemert says the village board there went so far as to consider fining residents for feeding the deer. The village voted down that idea, but residents are frustrated about what's seen as a deer problem.
One fella planted $400 worth of tulips in a nice little circle memorial in his front yard, and every time they get two inches out of the ground, the deer eat them all, so he's yet to see one tulip in 3 years. Before that, there was always tulips there, so it's a smorgasbord for the deer.
Yeah, they'll eat most of the bulb, flowering bulbs. They eat those to the ground normally.
That's Jeff Chorba, and he might have some answers to dealing with deer. Chorba is the landscape manager of Woodlock Pines. That's a resort in the Poconos of Pennsylvania. He wrote an article in the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society's Green Scene magazine on planting deer-resistant shrubs. That article was put up on the internet, and several gardening sites have linked to it. Ever since then, Arboretum staff, landscape students, and home gardeners have been asking Chorba about getting deer out of their yards and gardens. Chorba says deer love a lot of the ornamental plants we use in our yards, but there are some pretty shrubs that homeowners can plant that deer won't eat.
Normally plants that are thorny, low water content seem to be, you know, the drier, woody, twiggy kind of plants. They don't seem to bother. Some plants have a natural repellent in their sap system. A lot of your spruce, Colorado spruce, Norway spruce, they won't touch them just because of the thorniness of their nature.
Chorba says planting marigolds helps too. Deer don't like the odor of marigolds, and they tend to stay away from them. He says designing landscapes using rock borders around slightly recessed beds or raised beds discourage deer because they don't like to scale the rocks. Fences help, and another trick is spraying plants with a fungicide that's designed to repel animals. Since usually you can't hunt in a subdivision or a suburban community, Chorba says it's pointless to try to fight the deer. They're not going anywhere. It's better to find ways to simply discourage them from eating your favorite landscape plants, and then enjoy the deer visits.
I think it's beautiful to have animal wildlife among your working place and your environment, your home. I think that they should be here. They were put here for a reason, and you know, mankind's been encroaching on their land, so they really don't have a choice in the matter but to come in and to look for food. I think that everybody can live in harmony. I really do.
And some communities are doing that. Ohio Department of Natural Resources urban wildlife biologist Joel Polrath says residents accepting the deer is one option.
If their community sees it as being, okay, well, we can put up fencing, we can use visual deterrence, we can plant plants that deer don't eat, we can put up more signs along the road to warn motorists, then that's great. They don't have a problem because they've been able to educate themselves on that and just live with it. They might not be able to plant a garden, they might not be able to plant tulips, but that's their decision. If they do realize they have a problem, they need to hopefully enlist our help to help them solve the problem.
Whether and how to solve that problem is a decision more towns will have to make as deer populations increase in urban areas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.